We agreed that religious leaders from now onward will have to monitor and publicly report incitement that could lead to atrocity crime, one. And then the other action include developing, delivering, and circulating alternative messages and counter speech, engaging in dialogue with the speakers and the potential audience, building and or revising education, adult education, curriculum, and capacity building, engage in or strengthen interreligious and intra-religious dialogue and activities, engage in dialogue on grievances, and I do believe that is extremely important so as to identify the root causes which time to time are at the beginning of this upsurge of violence. And then strengthen clarity of thinking and messages. And finally, engage with and seek support from political leaders.
Mr. Dieng, as you know, the media was not allowed to cover the panel discussions during first forum. What have you heard from the representative or the religious leaders, the representative of different beliefs and cultures? Is it are you optimistic? Is it promising that something will change in the future?
Well, I do believe that something will change in the future, because I noticed that all the faith which were gathered in Fez accepted and committed that they should no longer allow that religion be manipulated to the extent of leading atrocity crimes. And it was extremely important also to see that they have, of course, acknowledged the importance of the media, the importance of the social media, while at the same time, of course, expressing concern that there are some media which are using their vehicle to spread the message of incitement. So, but I should say that globally they respect the media, but they have expressed concern about some media.
Yeah. Were there any kind of difference between the delegates who participated in the forum?
Well, of course, like in any gathering, there were differences on some issues.
What kind of differences?
Well, for instance, I should say that when we spoke about freedom of expression, there were some delegates who were of the view that, well, we have to be extremely careful to not allow freedom of expression to be used to spread hatred. Of course, from a human rights perspective, I, as you may know, I'm a very strong supporter of freedom of expression. But at the same time, we do believe that there are efforts to be made, because we have seen the role some media display. Rwanda was a case to illustrate. Even Kenya, we remember the 2007 election, when the radio was used to spread messages of hatred. So it is normal, therefore, that during this discussion we have had those type of exchanges. But at the end, I think what is important, that the common message, which is this message of respect, of reciprocal respect, the message of tolerance, respect of diversity, which every and each of the religious leaders gathered in Fez accepted, that they will fight to make those principles to really be respected.